The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
I have a light switch on. I'm not in my car. Oh, look at this. I'm behind the microphone with headphones on. Oh, my gosh. I have to call in. Oh, how are you? Good morning. I hope you're doing okay. And I feel so for you. 6:06 on AM 970, The Answer. We're here. We're the show that's here for you. And we love you. Love you. I feel like we go through these tough times, you know, whether it's the pandemic, whether there's no power, no electricity, no water in New Jersey. Hey, welcome to Venezuela, by the way. Yeah. You want Venezuela? You want the Marxists? Keep voting. Keep voting. You know, the way everybody's voting. And we have Venezuela right before us in the great state of New Jersey and the beautiful, beautiful city in the great state of New York as well. And my goodness gracious, the more we go through, the closer I feel to you. I feel a better connection to you because we go through this together. And you and I roll our eyes. No one's in charge. We are on our own. We have no one in charge. You understand that, right? In Jersey and in New York. And as you listen around the country, just embrace embrace what you have because we lost control here in the Northeast. No one's running anything. New York is gone. Jersey's gone. And you know what, though? The tenor and the fabric and the character of the people really shine through. And what we put up with, we have the highest taxes in the country in New Jersey. Yeah, and Long Island, I hear you. You're right with us. Right, the highest taxes, and we get nothing back. They raise our taxes during the pandemic. Listen to me. They take loans out. They're attempting to take loans out. How do they pay it back? With property tax. We're the highest property tax state in the nation in New Jersey. And I'm sitting there, man. So if the whole thing goes down and I can't get on the air because I have no power, power. It's the United States of America. It's 2020 and I can't get power at my house for me or my children. It's inexcusable. There's no excuse. There is absolutely no excuse for it. Not in this day and age. Not for the taxes that we pay. They should pay for the taxes we pay in New York and New Jersey. If our power is out, the governors should come personally house to house bringing generators. I'm just saying. Hi, sorry. Yeah, I got to go to the next house, but I just wanted to say I'm sorry. I'm totally mismanaged. I have no idea what I'm doing, and I apologize. By the way, thanks. I'm being paid. My pension and welfare is being taken care of, and I'm also putting into my 401k. You're not? Oh, sorry, but thanks. You know, that's what we get in Jersey. Nothing makes me stronger. It makes me love you more. It makes me appreciate you more as an audience that you come together. You're the patriot. We put up with this nonsense. They tell us we're bad people. They tell us we're racist. We have this privilege. And all you and I keep doing is putting up with the nonsense and the ineptitude. It's ineptitude. It's the failure of the politicians. It's a fail. It's a huge fail what we are experiencing now in New York and New Jersey. And there's no way around it. And I'm trying to be nice, and I can't be nice anymore. They're going to take our power and our food and our water away and then not even address it, not even give us updates. And it's the 21st century where you can't go in. Oh, well, there was wind, and they knocked down the power lines. It's 2020, for God's sake. What is this, 1892? I mean, really, you know, what is this? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, in the pandemic, we're not sure what the virus is. It's 2020! You had a pandemic 100 years ago. You still don't know.
Well, we're not sure. We could be, you know, you got to stay home.
I've never seen ineptitude like I've seen now. I'm telling you. And then, God forbid, you have a president that says, here, we have medicine for this virus. Listen to me. The president goes like this. Well, you know, there is this, and he gingerly mentions it at a press conference. Oh, the world explodes. He's trying to kill people. And you and I go, he's just mentioning a medicine that clinically and data, it's data. You look at the data, it works. And maybe, you know, people are dying. I'm just saying, you maybe want, No, we're not listening to the president. We're not taking his advice. We're putting sick people with sick people and making more people die. I'm telling you what, we're in the twilight zone. We're in the twilight zone. And you can't talk because you know what? What's tough is, as you and I talk and try to make sense in the morning on the radio, and I, by the way, I always think about it too. Every time I'll come down the stairs or I'll get in the car or I'll just get in the car, yeah, do my radio show for the car, I think of, what am I doing? At this age, what am I doing? I should be getting up, you know, just chilling out a little bit. But there's a sense of responsibility. I am flushed with responsibility on being with you during this tough time because there's so many of us that appreciate this country, that absolutely love what our parents have worked for, and we don't want that to go away. We appreciate what our grandparents have done, come to this country, and a lot of us don't have $500 million. A lot of us don't have $100 million to play with. A lot of us don't have pension and welfare and assistance and cars and salaries through the pandemic. A lot of us are going through tough times. A lot of us have had our salaries cut. A lot of us have had our 401ks cut and not, oh, we can't do it right now. You think that's coming back? Yeah, are you kidding me? There's no way. You're gonna see remote broadcasting, and you're gonna see. There's not gonna be. We can't pay this. We can't pay that. You don't think the corporations see a silver lining in all of this pandemic pandemonium? Oh yeah, they'll save themselves money. Who gets hurt? You and me gets hurt, and we're gonna stick together, and we're gonna be stronger than ever. So help me God, it makes us stronger than ever. I can't tell you half the stuff I go through. Half of it. And we're going to go through this together, and I applaud you. I can't tell you the pride I have to come before this microphone to talk to you every morning. It's an honor. It really is truly an honor. I just cannot believe. I shake my head, and I cannot believe we are treated like we're treated in New Jersey and New York. And around the rest of the country, hopefully you have it better in your states. And I love that you're listening to us. But we are in the heart of the of like chaos, and there's no direction. And the problem is the people that are supposed to report this, like I'm reporting to you now and dealing honestly with you now, the people that are supposed to do it in an honest way are they're bought and sold, and they don't understand what they're doing. They're so I want to use the word progressive, but it's be like our listener says, Linda, it's beyond progressive, it's regressive. It's Marxist, you know, it's socialist. And they're just trying to take over like that. And they go along with the Communist Party. They go along with the regressive socialist. I'm talking about the press, along with the politicians. And you and I can't get an honest story. If they treat it, I wish they just would be honest. And the press would treat this situation in New York, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's the Wuhan virus, whether it's no water, no electricity, no power, whether it's like Venezuela and someone doesn't realize, if this ever happened if the president was the governor, if the Donald Trump was the governor of these states, they would be vilified, but they get a free pass because they're all in the same political arena, you know? And the political beliefs anyway, and it's not right, and you and I are going to make sense of it right here. And we got a great show for you today. We're going to reach out to the New Jersey Transit, Jim Smith, spokesperson for New Jersey Transit. If you're thinking about your trains, where you're going, what you're doing, we want to try to be a public service. We're going to reach out to Jim Smith. I called John Solomon because there were these hearings yesterday, and I was so off my game because I had no television. We had no internet. The phones didn't work. You couldn't get somehow by the grace of God during the 4 hours on the air in my car yesterday morning, I was able to call in. on the phone and it stayed connected, you know? But I couldn't get, you couldn't get your phone, right? The cell towers were down or something. It was so scary. So I wasn't sure what was going on with this hearing. What's going on with the hearing? Because it seems like the Obama administration got away with so much. What happened with James Comey? What is going on? Why? What is Lindsey Graham covering? And John Solomon is the guy. Just the News. You want to put that on your go-to portal. And when it comes to news, you can't listen to mainstream media anymore. You just can't. Just the News is where you got to go. John Solomon, that's his organization. I texted John late yesterday and I said, John, I need you to explain this Yates situation and the hearings and what's going on. And John is an award-winning investigative journalist, you know, nominated for a Pulitzer twice. And he's a great guy. And he's going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. He'll join us. Okay. And we'll see exactly what's going on. And we'll give you the breakdown of those hearings in case you missed that. Frank Siller is a personal friend, chairman and CEO of the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. This is it. We're going to look at, see what's going on. This, get an update on what's going on. On their Tunnel to Towers run, which is in September, usually at the end of September. I say go for it. Let's see what Frank Siller says. He helps out more catastrophically wounded veterans, warriors, police officers, firefighters. The Siller Foundation is exemplary in the way they help our fellow Americans who put their lives on the line. First responders build smart homes now. They've grown into this mega corporation since I've been with them. It seems like almost 10 years now. Is that right? But Frank is going to join us, Mr. Siller. So stay with me on this, if you would. There's such a confusing and disrespectful tenor that is coming out of I will. Forgive me. I just don't like to do it. We have no direction in New Jersey. We have no direction. There's nobody in charge. They think they're in charge. They're not. They have press in New York too. And in many ways, it's worse in New York. They don't. They have these press conferences. They didn't even do a press conference on the power failure. They didn't need to do a press conference. They had a quote-unquote coronavirus. I don't want to hear. I don't want to be told what not to do. Don't do this. Don't do that. You give me a direction. You're the head of the state. You tell me, here's what we're doing. Here's how we're doing. We've got a virus. Well, we have medicine that can stop it. We're not sure, but we think it's okay. It is safe. And we're gonna hand it out and go to the most, you know, on fire communities that have been hit by this Chinese virus, and we're gonna do nobody. They just dictate to us. And then if you do something really dumb, like you start a protest and riots, and you want to riot and you want to protest against a false narrative, because as the leader of the state, you don't have the courage to say there is not systemic racism in the police departments around the country. Look at the statistics. Look at the stats. Don't talk to me. Don't talk. Oh, Joe, how? Look at the statistics. The systemic racism is in politics itself, is in each party, I would think, and more so in the Democratic Party than the Republican Party. So now I said, we need somebody who just deals like it is, takes back the state, turns it inside out, upside down. We need a bull in a chest. I'm telling you. So I said, Joe Sebelius said, why don't we get Chris Christie on? I said, that's a great idea. Let's get Governor Christie back. Come on, maybe 2 days in office, he can straighten everything. Listen, I've had my differences with Governor Murphy, with Governor Christie, rather. I've had my differences with the good governor. You know that. And I know you as well. And Governor Christie's done some things I know you would disagree with. But I remember in Sandy, man, there was a couple seconds of confusion, and then, boy, he took over. He took over, and he commanded this state like a great general. Governor Christie did. I'm telling you, you got to give credit where it's due. Now we're meandering. No one knows what they're doing. There's nobody in charge. And due respect to the state house. Due respect, but it's all politics now. It's not like, you know, even Governor Christie, he put himself on the line when President Obama was kind enough to come to New Jersey during Sandy. Oh, God forbid he shakes the president's hand and he gets in trouble for that. Come on. Come on. So it's not like he was just bipartisan. He was just totally partisan there. So we'll talk to Governor Christie in the 8 o'clock hour. Don't want to miss that. Anthony Ambrose does a great job as director of Newark Public Safety. We're going to see how we're doing in the great cleanup efforts in Newark following this storm, this hurricane, whatever it was, power restoration and where we're doing. Anthony will join us. Kimberly Kravitz, New Jersey News Network anchor. We're going to check and see how we're doing in the Garden State. And you don't want to miss in the 9 o'clock hour while we're at it and while we're frustrated and while we really want to speak from the heart, Paul Molschein. Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't want to miss Mr. Molschein, columnist for the Newark Star Ledger, one of the last columnists in the Newark Star Ledger. So we got a whole show for you today, man. We're going to get into it 19 minutes after 6 o'clock, and we're just starting. Man, we're just getting warmed up. I'm not in my car. I'm actually behind a microphone.
I'm happy.
In my home. Thank you, Al. The whole team was so great. Al, you were great yesterday. This is inside baseball, but I like, as we go through, and after I'm not around anymore, and you're going to say, I remember we did two reads. Did we do two reads a break? We did two live
That's
reads
correct.
A break from the car. Because I'm not going to, because if you don't do the read, you owe the client the read. I'm reading it. I'm in my car, and I'm reading the live spot, man.
You know what? You mentioned earlier in this rant about how we have no direction in New Jersey. I'll tell you why. Because we have jug handles and circles, and nobody knows how to navigate them. That's the problem.
That's a metaphor. That's a great metaphor. It's so true.
People see a jug handle, and they go, "What's going on?" I've never seen this
before. The late great David Brenner, the comedian, man, he said, "You know, what's with the jug handles in New Jersey?" He goes, "You see built skeletons in cars going around and around. Can I get out of it?
Because that's how you are. You're hesitant on the brake to move. That's why.
But it was great. Joe Sebelia and Dean was with us yesterday. Kara doing a great job. And Debbie Duhaime coming live into the studio, into crazy, crazy New York. Debbie, did you get your power back?
No, I'm back here with Al and Joe hanging out. Yeah, and Dean. Yeah, we're hanging out. Yeah, it's crazy times right now. I have no power. I have no cell phone service, no phone.
That is so far. What is with the phones going out as well? We have no water, no electricity.
Well, the cell towers run off of electricity. Without electricity, you can't run the cell tower.
Unbelievable. You know, and I'll break down. I'm going to give you the stats on exactly where we are and what's happening in these areas, but there's a lot of areas that are just terribly affected still. We're going to give you the stats when we come back, but a lot of people without power. I don't know if you're listening, if you can listen, if you're on the transistor radio, but if you give us a call at 877-970-2999, because we'd like to at least try to help you if we could. It's Joe on the radio. We are here, though. We ain't going nowhere. It's 621 on AM 970, The Answer, and here comes Debbie Duhaime with the traffic for you.
And good morning, Joe. Thank you. Let's take a spin to the thruway. Thruway southbound getting right into Newburgh. It's an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers over there. Now, if you're heading to the Belt Parkway eastbound, right at Bay Parkway, watch for an overturned vehicle. Solid traffic on the Harlem River Drive south, 140s into the 130s. Problems on the island, 110 southbound at Michael Ave, getting into East Farmingdale. A collision over here. Also, Deer Park Avenue, that ramp into the southern state of Down Tree. We're seeing lots of down wires and trees all over. Yesterday, even during the day, traffic was just horrendous with crews out and about throughout our area. And just tons of traffic, so be prepared wherever you go. 27 in Franklin Township, watch out for some down cables there as well. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride to the subway, subways are running on or close to schedule. We still have reduced schedule with some canceled trains with New Jersey Transit. Partly cloudy today, high of 81. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Issues of human suffering and societal injustice play incessantly on every outlet around us. Yet it seems like everywhere you turn, there are more unanswered questions and few honest explanations about why so many of our liberties are under attack. How do we regain order and a sense of normalcy? Find clear answers to the most important questions we face as a nation when you stream Morality in the 21st Century on Salem Now. This on-demand video discussion with syndicated media host Dennis Prager and distinguished theologian Dr. Wayne Grudem gives you a well-defined understanding about the enemies within our institutions and a vibrant roadmap to protect our God-given liberties. In Morality in the 21st Century, Dennis Prager and Dr. Wayne Grudem confront the toughest social issues of today by digging deep into religious and political history, and through never-before-told personal stories, provide a clear direction for a visionary future. Visit SalemNow.com to stream Morality in the 21st Century and type in the code WNYM for a 20% discount. That's SalemNow.com.
This is Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and I'm very excited to tell you about the book that finally tells the inside story of Obamagate. It's called Above the Law, and it's written by my good friend Matthew Whitaker, the former acting U.S. Attorney General. We all know that the deep state has been out to destroy President Trump since before he was elected. Now, in this new book, Above the Law, Matt lays out the inside story of how James Comey at the FBI and top officials at the Justice Department help fabricate the fake Russian conspiracy with the participation of Barack Obama. You'll read how Mueller and his henchmen created a corrupt report for the sole purpose of political subversion, despite the fact that there was zero evidence of Russian collusion. You want the truth about Obamagate? Matthew Whitaker has written a book. It's called Above the Law. Order it today from Amazon or wherever books are sold. Above the Law by my friend Matt Whitaker.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Calamine and Company Real Estate. Boy, the market is just exploding. Have you seen that? Oh, my gosh. I've talked to friends already. He had like almost 10 people showed up at his house when he first put the house up for sale immediately. And people want to buy. People want to sell. I know where you got to go. Calamine & Company Real Estate. You know that. Why? Because Calamine & Company Real Estate have a 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. They specialize in selling estate-owned properties, you know. And they're regularly hired by executives and administrators and attorneys, even at the surrogates court. They get the job done quickly and for top dollar. It's a client-focused, old-school approach, and that's what you need right now. Louis Calamine is a great kid. I'm telling you, you could call the company, Calamine & Company Real Estate, and someone will tell you how what you could do with your house. What are you going to do? Do you want to sell? Do you want to buy? Everybody's doing something. All I know is that the market is on fire, and you better call Calamine & Company at 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Offices are in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island, but you could call from the safety of your own home, 718-998-1100, or go please to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
You say you gotta be cruel to be kind.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. It's 626 on AM 970. The Answer. So now, my daughters, I have to give a big shout out to my older daughter, Allie, Alexandra, and to my 15-year-old, you know, and Michael as well. Michael always coming by, my boy, you know. And these are my younger kids. I have an older son, Joey, and I have little Charlie, you know, who's with her mom. So, but the kids live with me. The other middle kids live with me. And so now they came. I told you last we heard from Joe, Alexandra brought home a generator. And I'm one of those guys around the house that I go, and what is that, honey? It's a generator, Dad. And my next question is, do you know how to work that generator, honey? Daddy doesn't know anything about that. I'm one of those guys. So, but now. Now, it's your kids, and you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. You know how I learned when I went through the divorce and New Jersey? Like, it's New Jersey's such a mess. It's such a mess. The divorce courts, the family courts in New Jersey, it's a mess. And what you got to go through, if you earn money, it's not a man-woman thing, father-mother thing at all. If you're the money earner in New Jersey, you have to pay alimony for the rest of your life. If you look at somebody, you get lifetime alimony, and then if you have children, you got to pay forever. And if you go back to say, look, I've had a bad year, I really didn't hit my nut like I did last year, they don't care. You're paying anyway. So once you're in that position, and then you have the safety of your children, and then you have a Gestapo-like state, the way New Jersey is, forgive me for using that reference, but it's true, and they'll come in and they'll dictate to you what you pay, what you have to pay. They don't care about your personal situation. You could show them numbers. They don't care. They could care less about you. They could care less about the children. It's the way New Jersey works anymore. We lost the state. What am I going to tell you? I can't soft-soap it for you anymore. But it does strengthen you as an individual. It strengthened me as an individual. It strengthened me. It made me think, hey, I'm the safety net. I don't have anybody in the state that's going to help me. They're working against me. I have got more responsibility. You got the state working against you. You have the courts working against you. You have every bad lawyer working against you, or maybe good lawyer, I should say, because the good lawyers know how to take your money, man. They don't want to give it to the kids. They want that money, right? Right? So, but it strengthens you, and it really, really, and I said, you, and as a divorced parent, you don't have the ability to do this. I've told you this before on the show. You don't have the ability to go, honey, could you take it to your mom or to dad? Hey, could you watch the kids for a second? Honey, could you do, your instinct is to like, cause you're going to go do something that you have to do, like work. And then you're going to say, can you watch the kids? You don't do that anymore. You're it. You're the safety net. Not only do you have to work, not only do you have to pay bills, you have to take care of the kids. And it's all you 24/7. And you better do it. Otherwise, the courts and the state are going to throw you in jail. I'm telling you, it's the way it is in New York and New Jersey, California too, right? It strengthened me to make me know it's me and it's nobody else with my children. And it has enlightened me. It has strengthened me. It's given me confidence and courage in the name of God. And certainly believing in God, my faith is very, very strong. And I have, by the grace of God, a beautiful family to support me. So now when you get your daughter to come in and say, you got a generator, and you go cross-eyed, what is it? A generator now? I can't call somebody to fix this because New Jersey just went off the grid, you know, for the last week. So I figured out how to work the generator. Yep. Oh, God. You got to do it. You're the safe. You are it. Honey, let's do it. So me and my 15-year-old daughter, my daughters, by the way, and Allie, we're there, and we start to look at it. Now you got to put the gasoline in. Olivia puts the gasoline. Unless she's 15, I can be very careful. You know me, I worry about everything. The gasoline is so flammable. And then you got to do the choke switch. Listen to me. And then it was like it's 1970. Remember the cars, the choke on the cars? Remember? Oh, those, yeah, they got those on the generators. And then they go like this. Oh, you have to pull it. It's like a power mower. You pull it. Remember you pull it? Just on, I said, what is this? What's a Polly's dock down the shore where I got to pull the boat on the side and go in the little Garvey out in the bay? Is that what I got to? Yes, Dad, you got to pull it. So I go, oh, great. Look at me. This is my day yesterday. So we could get at least some power because God forbid anybody should be in charge. So I go and I pull the thing on the generator. One pull. All dad, man, me, no safety net. Dad, all me, nobody else. Boom, pull, boom. Got that generator up and around. It's so loud you can't hear anything, you know. But it goes and then we plugged it in. Those generators you keep outside in a safe area. And then we ran. We were allowed to. We got a chance at least to charge the phones, you know. And then I say, well, this is great. And then we get internet. We get the internet because I hook it up with the internet. And by the way, the girls are doing. I'm so proud of my girls. And so they did it. So I'm going to go, okay, great. Well, let me hook up the radio. And I'll do the radio thing. And I couldn't get enough power to hook up the radio. So now I'm panicking and it's late. And I go, oh, now I'm going to go in the car again. I'm going to do my 4-hour show in the car again. You know, hi, Joe Piscopo, live from my SUV. How sad is that? I mean, really. But I ain't going off the air and I'm not going down. And you're not going down with me. We are going to prevail. So help me God. They're going to throw everything at us and wait for the Martians to land because that's going to be next in 2020. So finally, lo and behold, I call our engineer. God bless him. He's working so hard on the radio station towers. It's his son's birthday. I don't want to bother Stu. He's such a sweetheart, this guy, and such a talented guy. I'm going like, all right, let me try. At the end of the day, way on the boondocks, out of nowhere, I let the dog out. I said, let me get a couple hours sleep, and then I'll try to battle in the morning. I'll figure out something. Dear God, stay with me on this one. And I turned the porch light on instinctively for Otis. I turned the porch light on. The lights were on. The power came back out in West Jersey. And then I went on, and then my radio stuff all kicked on, and that's what I'm broadcasting from this morning. Hey, listen, it could go away in a minute, and I do, but I got the generator going. A big shout-out to my daughters. The girls, I love my girls for doing such a great job. So we're locked, we're loaded, we're on the air, and everything is absolutely working, and I totally panicked, but we are back, and hopefully it'll stay on the air for just a little while. And we got a great show for you, and we're going to do a whole breakdown for you. But Al, did you have to, you know stuff around the house, I have a feeling.
I don't know how to work a generator, though.
Yeah, right. Who would know how to do a January?
Yeah, I mean, but it's but if it's the same principle as a pull mower, then yeah, I can handle that part.
It is virtually that. Yeah. It's so antiquated, and you don't put it up to the power grid like I thought, like we were talking.
No,
about
you leave
yesterday.
It outside because obviously there's fumes, and you let the you let it run, and it will power some device depending on how big the generator.
Not in the closed garage.
No.
No, exactly. Because Joe said this. It had this warning on it. If you use this in closed quarters, you will die. I mean, were the
words.
Well,
that's, you know what?
Those were the words.
That's pretty direct.
It goes, don't put gas in while it's on. It can kill you. I'm like, what kind of device is this, for God's sake, you know? So I cleared everybody out. We did the whole thing. Then Mikey came. Thank God Mikey came, a strong 17-year-old strapping boy that he is. Because after we turned it off, we had to turn it back on. And now I'm pulling muscles. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get this thing, and I can't get it going. You know, I feel like it's 1957, for God's sake.
That's me every time I get a mobile lawn.
Honey, fire up the Etzel. Fire it up.
So Mikey came in. He goes, boom, he did 10. He must have pulled 10. Boom, he got that sucker going, my boy. So we made it. And you know what? We're going to make it. We are not going down. But my goodness gracious. I tell you what we're going to do, though. And a big shout-out to Thomas Edison for inventing the light bulb. No, let me reframe that. A big shout-out to the immigrants who worked for Thomas Edison that were my grandfather, that was the grandfather of Judge Andrew Napolitano, right? Remarkably enough. That's true. Andrew's grandfather and my grandfather Rosario, worked in Menlo Park in the laboratory of Thomas Edison. How great is that? So you got an Italian immigrant coming in, and my theory is that the Italians invented the light bulb and got no credit for it. I've told you this before, and I'll say it 1,000 times more. We get no credit for anything. Can't you see? I can see Rosario and Judge Knapp's grandfather together, you know? Hey, look at this. Look at this. Oh, look at the light. Go on. Go on. And Thomas Edison walks by and goes, hey, Rosario, yeah, let's take a lunch break. And let me take a look at that for a second. I've invented the light bulb. I think it was the Italian immigrants who did it. I am just saying. It's like Antonio Meucci in Staten Island. I love you, Staten Island. You know that? I think Meucci invented the telephone. He did invent the telephone. Alex, the wasp got all the credit. Alexander Graham Bell got all the credit, for crying out loud. Don't get me started. There's a lot of people without power, and it's inexcusable. And I wish I had something I could tell you. There's no excuse. And to not have a press conference and not to talk to anybody and not to say we have a coronavirus briefing where you're going to tell us what we can't do, find some kind of way out of the pandemic. Stop telling us what we're doing wrong and what we can't do. You will never move forward. That is a regressive socialist Marxist mindset. It's to control us. They don't have any initiative. There's not one idea coming out of Albany or Trenton to help us better our lives or how to deal with this pandemic. And the same thing with the power failure. JCP&L, that's my company, Jersey Central Power and Light, almost 400,000. These are the last numbers. This is inexcusable. PSE&G, who will not talk to anybody, 184,173 people. Rockland Electric, 90,000 out. Atlantic City Electric, 30,000 out. In the name of God, somebody's got to step up. We should not have to pay our utility bills for a year. Give us something back. Do not tax us. It's a time of crisis. It's a time of emergency. Do not tax us. Do not raise our tolls. Is anybody alive in Trenton listening to us? Governor Christie on the show in the 8 o'clock hour. Trust me, you don't want to miss that. 6:37 with Joey on the radio. I'm here for you. We're here for you. Al's here for you. Joe is here for you. Debbie is here for you. Big Al is the headline news. We're going to get through. So help me God, in the name of God Almighty, in this nation under God, the greatest country on earth, what we got to deal with because of the lack of leadership is inexcusable. And you know what? You and I, we the people, we will prevail. Big Al has the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
73 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran blasting PSE&G Long Island concerning the utility company's response to Tropical Storm Isaias. Curran specifically criticized the lack of communication between PSE&G and customers, adding many said they were unable to get through. PSE&G Long Island President Daniel Eichhorn says 57% of affected customers have been restored to service, adding smart meters allow them to know when many outages occur, even without receiving a call. PSE&G calls this tropical storm one of the strongest and most significant wind events to hit the region in years. More than a half million New Jersey residents, but not Joe Piscopo, but Debbie Duhaime, still don't have power following Tuesday's intense tropical storm. Utility companies estimate some won't get the lights back on until next week. There are still many tree limbs down on power lines, and the state expects 80% to have their power back on at some point on Friday. Some of the hardest hit areas include Monmouth County, where some 100,000 are still in the dark, and Morris County, where 92,000 are out. In sports, Yankees split their doubleheader with the Phillies. They won the nightcap 3-1, lost the first game 11-7. Mets over the Nationals 3-1. The Nets were blown out by the Celtics 149-115. Islanders still looking to finish off the Panthers in their Stanley Cup qualifying series. They lost game 3 to Florida 3-2. The Isles are up 2-1. Game 4 is set for tomorrow afternoon. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhaime has got the answer.
Thank you, morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Let's take a ride, see what's happening here on the Belt Parkway eastbound into Bay Parkway. An overturned vehicle is still being cleared. We're seeing some delays on the thruway, southbound as you get past New Paltz into Newburgh. It's an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers. Watch for emergency activity. Pretty tough right through that stretch. Inbound GWB in the Lincoln okay. Holland Tunnel moving okay at the tolls, but volume on Tunnel Ave getting into the covered roadway. We're seeing some slowdowns on 110 southbound at Michael Ave into East Farmingdale with an accident right at the intersection. And watch for a lot of traffic over on the westbound BQE getting right into the LIE. And the eastbound Gowanus slowing down quite a bit, heading up and out toward the Prospect as well. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to 81 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature, because Balance of Nature will indeed build up your immune system. It's what it does. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. So you have to do it. I love, I have a doctor. He says, you keep taking what you're taking. And he knows, he listens to the show sometimes, and he says, what's that Balance of Nature? And they like the idea, because this Balance of Nature was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard, a medical doctor. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Antioxidants that build up your immune system, fight the free radicals in your body. Free radicals are stress. Stress will wear you down, as we are finding out in this power outage, you know, and the pandemic. You want to build up to better health, overall better health, and build up your immune system. And you could do that by taking like fruits and vegetables, but you're not going to eat enough. Hey, you can't even get to the store now. Was the store open? Was it not open? Can you get the right fruits and vegetables? Are you going to eat enough? You're not. That's why we're talking about a safety net. The safety net is Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form, coming from Dr. Douglas Howard. He takes a wellness, a holistic approach, if I may, to medicine, you know, how to make you feel better. There are no clinical claims here. Not a clinical claim. I don't want to hear that. This is something that works for me and Al and Debbie. We take Balance of Nature, and it builds up our immune system and makes us feel better. You know, your hair will feel better. Your skin will feel better. You'll have less colds. It'll fight allergies. And now this from the Howard family. You get free shipping from Balance of Nature and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. So come on, build up your health. We want you to build up your overall health. You know what I'm saying? And build up your immune system with Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Just remember that discount code, please. The Answer.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan.
Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
The
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, give us a call if you know you're still without power, and we'll try to get you. You can't get through to these Mama Lukes. Talk about Mama Lukes. Oh, you cannot get. We got Mama Lukes running the state. We got Mama Luke. Every Mama Luke. We're surrounded by. It's a Mama Luke pandemic. That's what it is. You got a Mama Luke pandemic. Every Mama. You get a call for somebody. Give us a call. 877-970-2999. You know, we'll try to. We'll try to tell you where you can get power, and if you need to go to a community center, or if you're close by, you come over to my house, for crying out loud. Goodness gracious, this is crazy, crazy. I'll tell you what makes me feel good. When I tell you the things that I tell you about every morning on the radio here, you know, here it is. Look at this in the morning, 6:44 early in the morning like this. And, on, Thursday, August 6th. So I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota because they get it right. They get it right. They respect you. The social distancing, by the way, masks. The social distance, fogging their vehicles. I'm so excited. I'm babbling because they fog the vehicles. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Disinfect every single vehicle that comes in that you come in for service. Your vehicle will be fogged. You want to buy a new car? Oh, you want to buy a new Toyota? Is that what you're thinking? I'll tell you what, Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota, if you're for qualified buyers, how about 0% APR financing up to 60 months and zero down leases? Do you hear me say zero down leases? What other car company is going to tell you that? On your favorite Toyota models, right? Now that's 0% interest for up to 5 years. Zero down leases, 0% interest up to 5 years. 855-621-9949. It's 855-621-9949. Schedule a test drive. Route 22 Toyota will get you driving a new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. That is the smart way to buy them. Thank God you don't have to deal with dummies. Something that is good for you here from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplanes.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 6:45 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us on this August 6th. And there is so much going on. Give us a call at 877-970-2999. We need you to call us and need you to tell us how you're doing, what you're doing, and what's going on. You know what? I can't believe that there's nobody there for you and that you can't get an answer from anybody in the government, or that you call and that recording, when you call PSE&G or you call Jersey Central Power and Light, there's a recording. And they say, well, we have you, you're scheduled. We have you scheduled. And then this, I got this. I actually, after my power kicked on, and it was on by about an hour or so. This is from JCP&L. This was a text. We expect power will be restored for the majority of customers, listen to me, before August 11th. This is what it says right here. It's August 6th. Are you kidding me? Is there, you will not have to pay your bill until then for the month of August? Something. Show us something. It's the 21st century. Look at this. Cause pending investigation. The wires are down because you mismanage the grids. You horribly mismanaged the grids because your leaders in Trenton are more, they will give licenses to illegal immigrants to want the jobs, as opposed to looking at the grid, the electronic grid. The safety of the grid is so important. They will give free college. They will give free law. They will borrow money and then hit us with another property tax. They'll borrow $10 billion, but they won't look at the infrastructure of the state of New Jersey. And they won't do it nationally either, or New York. That's what happened. This was a mismanagement. Can we? And then you and I say, well, if you and I did something this egregious and we did our job this bad, you wouldn't be working. You know, you wouldn't be working. You would be fired. So then you go, all right, well, I won't vote for that guy. You and I say that and we don't vote for them. Somehow they get in. Somehow it's that Mama Luke problem. They don't care. You don't understand. They don't care. There's nobody with an individual concern. That's the word. No concern for the individual. It's not that. It's right now where we are in politics. And the problem is there's a broad stroke of everything. That if you're a conservative, oh, that man, you're a conservative. You can't let the president, he can't do an executive order for more stimulus money. That's not conservative. They label it. Then they stick with the label. They use the progressive now. It's regressive. Yeah, I'm a Marxist. You know, most of the politicians now in New York and New Jersey, California, they're Marxists. They're communists. You know, Bill de Blasio he's a self-avowed communist, allegedly. So when they say, you can't govern like that because there's not going to be everybody that feels like you feel. You know, I'm a Marxist. I'm a Democrat. And this is the way what Democrats do. No, put it all aside. You know why? We're in a state of emergency. And that's why I applaud the president when he says now he may do this executive order on this stimulus, quote unquote, stimulus package, because the Democrats and the Republicans won't get together. Nancy Pelosi wants the states to be bailed out. And as a Jersey guy, that is, and with Jersey being so poorly managed and just giving the money to everybody except the citizens of the state, you know, it's like down the shore. It gets me crazy down the shore. My mother's been down there 100 years. We still got to buy beach badges. We own property. They rent out houses. They put 30 people in a house. They put 30 people out next to you. Now, you're a resident, and you've been a resident for 60 years. Yet the town still allows somebody to rent the house to have 70 cars that park in front of your house, and yet you still got to go buy beach badges. You got to take your garbage and gift wrap it and put it outside. Oh, this is the recycling, and that's the garbage. Be careful. Like when I was a garbage man, you pick the garbage up. You throw the garbage away. In the name of God, what's the problem? You put the garbage in be around your shoulder, you throw it into the hopper, it goes away. Gift wrap it? No. We have special container. That's not recycling. That's not recycling. You didn't recycle. Oh, my gosh. Oh, get a grip. How many people are you going to have? How many people are you going to have? You're going to put in the house next to you? It's ridiculous, because you know what? In New Jersey, as homeowners, as citizens who work so hard, who do everything right, we get nothing back. And it's time that we rise up. We rise up as citizens and fight these people that are just trying to hold us down for their own power and their own control. Don't get me started. Hey, Debbie Duhame's out there 10 minutes before 7 o'clock right now. She's got traffic for you. I talk to Debbie. She calms me down. I hear your voice, Debbie. I calm down. There you go. See? See?
I try. Even though I'm going to be bringing the news about traffic, that's good. That
I feel better. I feel better already.
Good. And at least you're not in your car today, you know, sitting in the garage, you know?
See? So always positive. You are always so positive. You're right. I could be in my seat with my seatbelt on doing my radio show in the car.
Oh, that was classic.
Our boss, Jerry Crowley, loved it, by the way. Our boss, he goes, that's great. We got to do that more often. Now, I could see us doing a deal with Route 22 Toyota. Joe's in a new Camry, doing a show in a new Camry. And we'll do a tour of the Camry on camera. Sure, we could do that on the radio. Sure, let's do it. 6:51, Deb's out there doing a great job. As always, on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thank you. Let's go out to the thruway southbound stop and go traffic. Thruway southbound New Paltz into Newburgh. The problem is an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers, and that's what's causing the delay here on the thruway south as you get down into Newburgh, so definitely steer clear of that. It's kind of busy this morning as you head to the westbound BQE getting down toward Metropolitan Avenue. Eastbound Gowanus, that stop and go up through the Prospect. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on Route 10 through Denville. Some down wires there just cleared away. Looks like a malfunctioning traffic light here over on 27 as you get from South Brunswick in through Franklin Township. And again, a lot of secondary roads. We're still seeing some down wires and some down trees. New Jersey Transit, we still have suspensions on the Montclair-Bruton, North Jersey Coastline, Morris, Essex, and Gladstone branches. New Jersey Transit on a weekend schedule, Metro North on a weekend schedule as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need,
Like the Vacnado 2000?
A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Tune into Shark Street Radio, the future of real estate, every Saturday at noon to hear from former CEO of Property Shark and current CEO of Rentigo, Bill Staniford, fill you in on the latest developments in the real estate industry. Shark Street Radio focuses on the key issues the multifamily industry faces today, from regulations and operations to financing and technology. Listen as Bill interviews real estate leaders, challenging their perspective on the best and worst market strategies and exclusive insight on the industry. That's Shark Street Radio, every Saturday at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising.
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
It's about how we overcame poverty and hardship by not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we are supposed to vote for. And guess what? You can do it too.
That's right. And we want you to hear our personal story for the first time.
Uprising by Diamond and Silk, coming August 18th. Pre-order at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Some sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today. There can be a shower in some areas this afternoon, mainly south and west of the city. The high today, 82. Rather cloudy and humid tonight with a couple of showers around, along with a thunderstorm, especially after midnight. Low 69. Tomorrow, a humid day, clouds and sunny breaks, along with a couple of showers and even a thunderstorm. High 78. Saturday, clouds breaking for some sunshine, warm and humid. Still a shower or thunderstorm in parts of the area. The high Saturday, 83. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Empire State Bank because it's local. It's community. It's great. I know you listen around the country on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. More and more people listen around the country. I get so much social correspondence. But we have a bank, Empire State Bank. It's local, and we love that because these big international national banks come in. They gobble up, you know, everything that you believed about in your community that was great, like local banks, you know. And then you can't get that touch. Can't talk to somebody. They got to go to a corporate headquarter in another country. Not with Empire State Bank. Empire State Bank is local as local gets. It's great. And they help out nonprofits. They help out businesses. They help out schools. They help out everybody who needs a little helping hand through this, you know, the PPP thing. What is the PPP thing? I don't know. From a PPP, you call Phil Granieri. You call Jeannie Sarno. You call Tom Esmeralda. That great team. You see, I'm telling you, you will know them by their first name as well. That's what Phil does. Phil, and I got to tell you this. I know we got a break, but about Empire State Bank is they came up with the whole concept of that open banking when you walk in. I remember Phil told me that when Phil first came on the air years ago. He said, look at what we're going to do, Joe. We're going to walk in. You're going to come into our bank branches, and you're going to sit down, and it's going to be like you're in your living room. I don't want to go to a teller with a glass thing there. I'm telling you, you want to go to ESBNA.com. You've got to experience the community-mindedness of Empire State Bank. They are there for you every step of the way. They're in Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Please visit ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank member, FDIC, ESBNA.com. Equal housing lender.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 657. Hey, we got a lot to get into. 877-970-2999. You know what? I see the phone calls, and we will go to the phone calls when we come back. We have Jim Smith's coming in from New Jersey Transit, all right? Jim, kind enough to check in with us at New Jersey Transit, and we're going to tell you how we're doing on the trains, what's going on. John Solomon, a lot going on politically. Sometimes I watch it. I don't know what the ulterior motive is. I don't know what the truth is. If you go to justthenews.com, you will read everything from the brilliant journalist John Solomon is. John live on the show in the 7 o'clock hour. Mr. Frank Siller, chairman and CEO of the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. What's going on in September? Do we have the Tunnel to Towers run? Is that going to happen? We're going to help out the catastrophically wounded first responders that the Siller Foundation does so well. Governor Chris Christie on the show. You know what? Put your seatbelt on. in the 8 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss Governor Chris Christie. That's right. Live with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Anthony Ambrose, Director of Newark Public Safety. And you at 877-970-2999.